pick up a saxophone and hold it. It looks like brass. It gleams like a trumpet. Yet every musician who studies it learns the same surprising truth. The saxophone is officially classified as a woodwind, not because of its metal body, but because of a thin sliver of cane that sits at its mouthpiece. That reed is everything. In 1846, Adolphe Sax patented his invention in Paris with a precise goal: to build something that carried the technical agility of a flute and the raw power of a trumpet. He wasn't refining an old folk instrument. He was engineering something entirely new. The saxophone remains, to this day, the only instrument in modern orchestras invented from scratch by a single person. Now, Kevin, that origin story matters because it explains the instrument's identity. Sax wasn't trying to make a better clarinet or a louder oboe. He was solving a gap. Military bands of his era needed an instrument that could project outdoors like brass, but move through fast melodic passages like woodwinds. The saxophone was his answer. He originally designed a family of 14 different saxophones in various keys. That's an astonishing ambition. Today, only 4 survive in common use: soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone. Each has a distinct voice, a distinct size, and a distinct role. The alto is the one most teachers recommend for beginners. It sits in the middle of the family in terms of size and resistance, making it physically manageable and tonally forgiving while you build your fundamentals. Think of the reed as your vocal cords. Your throat doesn't make sound on its own. It needs air moving across tissue that vibrates. The saxophone works the same way. You blow air across the reed. The reed vibrates against the mouthpiece, and that vibration travels down the brass body, amplified and shaped by the instrument's conical bore. Without the reed, you have a beautiful metal tube that produces nothing. The reed is the engine. And here's what most beginners don't realize. Your tone is already being shaped before you play a single note. The mouthpiece opening, called the tip opening, determines how much the reed can flex. A wider opening allows more vibration and a brighter, more expressive sound. A narrower opening gives you more control but less flexibility. The reed's strength rating, typically numbered from 1 to 5, controls resistance. Softer reeds vibrate easily but can sound thin. Harder reeds produce a fuller tone but demand stronger embouchure muscles. Choosing the right combination is your first real decision as a player. The key idea here is where those reeds actually come from, because it connects the instrument to something ancient and specific. Most professional saxophone reeds are made from Arundo donax, a species of giant cane grown primarily in the Var region of southern France. That particular region's climate and soil produce cane with a density and fiber structure that vibrates consistently. Synthetic reeds exist and have improved dramatically in recent years, but Arundo donax remains the standard for serious players. That means every time you put a reed on your mouthpiece, you're using a natural material that has been harvested, dried, cut, and graded with extraordinary precision. The reed isn't just an accessory, it's a living material that responds to humidity, temperature, and the pressure of your breath. Treat it accordingly. Remember this, Kevin. The saxophone is a hybrid by design, not by accident. Adolphe Sax built it to live between two worlds, the agility of woodwinds and the projection of brass. That hybrid nature is exactly what makes it so expressive and so demanding. The reed acts as your vocal cords. The brass body acts as your resonator. Your mouthpiece and reed choice shape your tone before your fingers touch a single key. Understanding this anatomy isn't just background knowledge. It's the foundation every technique you'll build rests on. You can't control what you don't understand, Kevin. And now you understand what this instrument actually is, not just what it looks like.